Hawaii has some of the highest construction costs in the nation. But what if there was a source of cheap, locally produced building material that was also good for the environment? It turns out there may in fact be one, wood. Joseph Valenti is an architect and project leader for the Hawaii Wood Utilization Team. He recently completed a prototype structure built entirely from albizia, a fast-growing invasive. Our producer, Ryan Finnerty, went to the unveiling to speak with Joseph and other members of Hawaii's forest industry to learn what comes next.
We will be looking at different species, so taking a step away from albizia and looking at tun, eucalyptus, and pine, different species of pine. So with those, we'll be exploring how they perform and strength testing them, similar to how this was done, but seeing their specific applications, so what they can be used for, such as structural material or cladding, accessory materials, and just really fine-tuning that and putting that into an actual structure.
And what is the directory that you mentioned, the wood products directory that you're working on?
So the directory is essentially, that's a HFIA's project, and they'll be organizing all these companies and businesses related to the industry into a directory, so it makes the community more educated and aware and really starts to connect the dots between an industry that at the moment is really disorganized. There's a lot of missing links from processing to supply and demand, and what that directory really wants to do is bring those together and make it more transparent and more available for people to be involved. So I think that's it's a good way to put it onto a database, basically, where people have access and are aware of what we have here.
How do you like working with wood compared to other materials?
I love working with wood. The craftsmanship and the attention to detail you get with working from wood, I think it doesn't compare in terms of what you can do with that versus other materials. There's a huge sustainability push right now, and that's a big plus for utilizing wood, especially here in Hawaii, because we have so much wasted wood species happening, and we're really trying to capture that and start to look at how we can innovate and think differently about it.
What are some of the species that go to waste here in Hawaii?
I think number one or the hot topic right now is albizia, and that's why my project started there. And not only is it going, you know, it's being taken down significantly and being disposed of, but it's also, there's so much of it, and the state needs to get rid of it. They want to get rid of it. So it's just going to get, you know, become more and more of an issue until we find ways to utilize it, or at least work around costs of removing it. So if we can incentivize that removal, then that's where I think we're solving it. But that is just one species. And with this grant, we're looking at so many other species, or several other species, I should say, eucalyptus and tun and pine. And each of those has various subspecies within them. So if you look at Kauai, if you look at Big Island, there's massive forests of it, and the issue we're having is not utilizing it, and it was planted for a purpose, and that just never really took off. So we want to kind of resurface that and help to heal our forests, because if we're not utilizing this stuff, we have issues of overgrowth, and that leads to so much other issues, so many other issues, fire hazards and whatnot. So
a lot of people don't know that Hawaii has one of the highest rates of wildfire in the country. How is this project going to affect that?
Well, what we're hoping is if we can demonstrate the availability of these materials here and start to create a market pull for it and a demand, then essentially what we had highlighted is, one, the ADU unit, the prototype we're going to build, we want to try to really emphasize the use of wood throughout it, and not only for utilizing material, but to express its beauty and show that it has so much potential that's really untapped right now. And then if that were to become a product, then from there we would be essentially creating a demand which would start to incentivize a growth in our industry, which we would need more mills and we would need more infrastructure to really get this going. I think there's a dynamic there where, you know, we need a demand, but we need a supply. And I think with that to happen, you need the two to happen simultaneously. So that's what we're trying to find that balance between the two.
And since you mentioned supply and demand, do you know how does wood compare to other building materials in terms of cost, either imported wood or local wood?
In terms of cost for other building materials, it's competitive, and there's a lot of variations. So right now, I think, well, if you look at local material, it's really hard to compete. Not only with other materials, but with wood itself imported.
But you expect that will change if you can scale this industry up through this project.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to explore and trying to push for, because if you are able to grow our demand and grow our infrastructure at the same time, then you basically have the scaling of it that allows it to be significantly reduced.
But before locally produced wood can become viable on a large scale, foresters and mills will need to scale up. Michael Tam is president and CEO of Martin & MacArthur and sits on the board of the Hawaii Forest Industry Association. He told me that Hawaii's wood industry originally began with koa, but is now dependent on imports.
The vast majority of wood that's used in construction and architecture now does not come from Hawaii. Surprisingly, with all the wood that's available here and the fact that we're trying to utilize that wood to prevent forest fires and so forth, most of the wood is not coming from Hawaii. It's coming from the mainland and from Asia. And so it's really important for us to take advantage of the resources that we have here, just for the betterment and the sustainability of the wood industry here in Hawaii, but also for the protection of that wood industry as well.
And are there any challenges associated with using some of the wood species available here versus more conventional ones that come in from the mainland or elsewhere?
A lot of the wood species that we have here in Hawaii are actually the same ones that you could actually get from the mainland, Douglas fir and so forth. And so what we want to be sure is that people realize that by milling and utilizing this wood, you could actually take advantage of helping Hawaii too. The difference is a lot of times the mainland wood is already milled and already in perfect board feet and so forth. And so in order for the industry to grow, there needs to be a need for it. And the building industry needs to show that their use of it is going to allow us to establish those kinds of milling operations here for that wood as well.
What kind of demand in the building industry are you seeing for wood-based construction versus concrete or some other material?
Well, obviously, concrete is going to be by far the largest because many of the buildings now are high-rises and so forth. But wood is used as an accent and used for smaller buildings significantly, and even more so. The industry is realizing that consumers, residents, and even offices want to use something sustainable, and concrete is not sustainable. Plastic is not sustainable. Petroleum is not sustainable. And so the wood industry has a great opportunity to take advantage of the current trends within society to use something that's sustainable. And we want to find a way to not eradicate or eliminate the use of concrete and steel, obviously not, but we want to use wood as a component of building more so than it is now.
And where in Hawaii are large reserves, forest reserves found? Where would most of this type of forestry for wood production be found?
The most amazing thing is you can imagine that our youngest island, the Big Island, has the vast majority of the wood. But because Hawaii is so lush, there are woods that we can use in Kauai and on Oahu and on the and in Maui as well. But the Big Island has the largest amount of sustainable wood that we can harvest for the building industry.
And when it comes to cultivating forestry in Hawaii long term, you have to be planting new trees. Do you know what type of supply we currently have on hand?
Ironically, in the forest industry, you really don't have to be actively planting trees because, and taking koa, for example, when we, Martin MacArthur, takes a dead koa tree out of the forest and we fence off the area where that tree was, that dead tree was, it allows all the new koa trees to grow. And frankly, the koa pods and the pods from all of these trees are there in the ground now. They're dormant because a lot of them are underneath dead trees and dead brush. And that's why taking and utilizing trees is going to allow the forest to regrow and get stronger. And so there's not an active planting that actually has to happen for the forest industry. It does it itself, and that's the natural way it happens.
And how large is the forestry industry in Hawaii between harvesting wood and actually milling it into lumber?
The industry is not large as it should be because the industry is not being utilized as much for building purposes, and we're looking to grow that exponentially.
You can see the prototype albizia structure on the UH Manoa campus at the corner of University Avenue and Campus Road. To see the photos, head over to the Conversation Facebook page at hawaiipublicradio.org.